The bill had passed with wide bipartisan support. Here's the sponsor, Democrat Kathleen Murphy, presenting the measure in committee this session.
And people are being beaten and beaten and beaten. And that's what this bill is meant to correct.
Republicans say the bill would have given hundreds of victims a two-month reprieve, pointing to the fact that half of abusers who wind up in front of a judge more than once currently don't get any jail time. But Mark Maurer with the Sentencing Project says to him that indicates that judges are using their discretion.
What it tells us is that the circumstances of the offense, the relationship between victim and offender, don't require that a person do jail time.
Studies show that mandatory minimums don't work as a deterrent. And Maurer adds, they have negative consequences, disproportionately impacting African Americans.
Because of unconscious bias that may exist.
That's why Governor Ralph Northam says he'll no longer sign any mandatory minimum bills, regardless the crime, even domestic abuse. I'm Mallory Nopain.